愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
请我们来看耶利米书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8.
耶利米书的第八章。
Jeremiah, chapter 8.Chapter 8, verse 7. Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
这个地方神将以色列百姓跟天上的飞鸟来比较。
Here, God compares the Israelites to the birds in the heavens.
从神的创造看起来，飞鸟远远比不上人。
From creation, we see that even the birds of the air is incomparable to humans.
因为人是造神是形象造的。
For humans were made in the image of God.
是有尊贵有荣耀的。
They have honor, they have glory.
只有人懂得来敬拜神。
Only man knows to worship God.
只有人神承认他是儿子。
And only, it is only man that God confesses as his son, acknowledges as his children.
那飞鸟这个是算不了什么。
And the birds of the heavens are counted as incomparable to man.
但是第七节在讲说，空中的飞鸟知道神的定期。
But in verse 7, it starts here by saying, even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times.
英文叫 appointed time, 就是神在大自然里面有他的节令。
In other words, God in this nature has his,
season.
Has his season.
就是冬天来了，人在北半球就非常寒冷，也没有食物可以找。
For instance, when winter time comes, the western, the northern hemisphere grows very cold, and there's no food.
所以在秋天，我们就看到很多的鸟在天空一直往南飞。
So we see in our fall season, the birds of the air begin to migrate south.
因为他知道神的定期。
For they know the Lord's appointed times.
他要依照神的定期来操作他的生活。
And they will live their life according to God's appointed times.
但是下面说，我的百姓不知道我的法则，神的法则。
Yet in the end of this verse it says, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
在这个宇宙里面，在我们人生里面有神的法则。
In this universe, in our world, there is a judgment of the Lord.
就像飞鸟，神有他的时令。
Just as the stork in the heavens have their appointed times.
但是神造这么尊贵的人，这么亲密的人，不知道神的法则。
But these honorable, glorious people that God have created, they do not yet know the judgment of the Lord.
那这个神的法则非常重要。
The judgment of the Lord is extremely important.
有时候我们常常想，人生几十年到底要怎么活？
Sometimes we may ponder to ourselves, how should we live our lives?
不要想，也是天天一天过一天。
And if we don't think about it, we still live on day by day.
但是如果我们仔细去想，常常找不到答案。
But if we ponder closely, oftentimes we can't seem to find the answer.
有没有一个很简单的法则，我们可以做一个依据来过我们的生活？
Is there a very simple method that we can follow to live our lives?
好，我们现在看《申命记》十二章。
Let's turn now to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
申命记的十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
二十八节。
Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. Chapter 12, verse 28. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God.
这个地方在中间说，要行神眼中看为正的事。
Here it says, do what is good and right in the sight of your, the Lord your God.
这个就是很简单，我们人生的法则。
It's a very simple method to follow in our lives.
不只要认识神。
Not only shall we come to know God.
并且要行神看为正的事。
But we do what is good and right in his sight.
那为什么要加上一个神看为正的事？
Why do they add on in the sight of the Lord?
有时候我们在家庭生活里面，我们常常发现哦，同样一个屋顶之下，每个人想法都不一样。
Even underneath the same roof, in the same household, our opinions vary.
有时候丈夫跟太太想法不太一样。
Sometimes the husband's thoughts are different from the wife's.
有时候父母跟子女想法也不太一样。
Other times the parents have different thinking than their children.
那这在自由的社会里面，你觉得对你就去生活。
And if in this free society, whatever you regard as right, you can live your life that way.
因为没有一个人是绝对的。
Because there's no one that is absolutely right.
所以允许很多不同的想法的存在。
So we allow many different kinds of thoughts and ways to live life.
但是当我们来到神的面前。
But yet when we come before God,
神就是绝对的。
God is absolute.
昨日、今日、明日，永远一样。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神的本性没有改变。
God's divine nature has never changed.
神的旨意没有改变。
The will of the Lord has never changed.
所以神认为对的事情就是永远的对。
So what is right in the sight of the Lord is always right.
那我们人生的原则就是要以神认为对的事情来建立我们的人生观、价值观，来做我们的决定。
So a principle in our life is that we shall build upon our life that the values and the concepts that are right in the sight of the Lord.
我认为对，神不一定认为对。
What I think is right, the Lord may not.
那重要不是我认为对不对。
So the important thing is not whether I think it is right or not.
因为我们算什么？
Because who are we?
圣经说我们像一粒沙。
The Bible describes us as a speck of dust.
有没有微尘？有。
Is there dust that exists? Yes.
有没有看到？没有。
Can you see it? No.
定得太小了。
Because it is too small.
有时候我们觉得我们很大。
Sometimes we feel that we're very great.
这是人跟人相比。
And this is when we compare ourselves to others.
站在神面前真是一粒微尘。
But when we stand before God, we are merely a speck of dust.
圣经说生命像算什么？
The Bible says, what is life?
只是出现一片云雾，少时就不见了。
It is but an appearing of the mist, and it disappears.
所以我们自己认为对的，不算不了什么。
So what we regard as right does not mean much.
那神认为对的，这个是算得了，是不是？是带有分量的。
But what God deems right, that carries a lot of weight.
好，那为什么呢？
Why is that?
12章28节下半句。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 28, the latter part of chapter 28.
说这样你跟你的子孙就可以永远享福。
That it may go well with you and your children after you forever.
所以有时候我们在面对冲突，我想这样是对的，但是我从圣经了解那样才是对的，那怎么办？
So what happens when you encounter a conflict, what you think is right, it conflicts with what the Bible says is right.
那最重要的关键是我要不要蒙福。
And the important thing is, do I want to be blessed?
如果我要蒙福。
If I want to be blessed.
我要舍掉我自己认为对的。
Then I will need to give up what I think is right.
我要来做神认为对的。
And I will have to do the things that God deems right.
这个很有可能是很短暂的受苦。
It's likely that it may be a short a suffering that's short term.
自尊心受损。
That our reputation or may be hurt.
因为我们认为对的，我没有去做。
Our self-confidence may be hurt, but doing what we think or not doing what we think is right.
但是如果再长久一点，因为有神的祝福，你就发现到最后是好的。
But if you look at the long term, with the blessing of God, we will find that in the end, it is good.
所以顺的法则。神的法则就是蒙福。
So following God's ways is a blessing.
那我们的生活就轻松，我们的担子就轻省。
And so this yoke, this burden will be easy.
充满平安跟喜乐。
Will be filled with peace and joy.
请看申命记十三章十七节。
Now let's read Deuteronomy 13 verse 17. 17, so none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers.
Oh, okay.
verse 18, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments which I command you today to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. Here it says to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. And he will turn from his anger towards you. And he will show mercy and compassion. And he will multiply you just as he swore to your fathers.
So
the Bible records many times when we do what is right in the eyes of the Lord our God, it will be a positive outcome. So under this principle, let us now look at our weekly Bible reading, which is on Judges.
We
turn to Judges chapter 6. Judges 6, verse 1. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Verse 2, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains.
It
says here that the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. Perhaps in their eyes, nothing was wrong. But it was considered evil in the sight of God. And so they lived their lives against the ways of the Lord.
So
what kind of result would come from this type of lifestyle? Records here that the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Israelites are God's chosen people. And God loved them. But yet he delivered them into a hand of a foreign nation. It is not that God could not save them. But because they went against God's commandments and his ways of living their lives. Let's read verse 2. Records here that the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And so the Israelites suffered. Oftentimes, the suffering in our lives comes from the fact that we rebel or go against God's ways.
那既然, 圣经记载得很清楚, 顺就得福, 逆就受祸, 那为什么? 在士师记里面重复出现他们行神眼看为恶的事。
And so since the Bible records so clearly that if we follow his ways, we'll be blessed, and if we disobey, then we will be cursed and suffer, then why do so many people still do things that are evil in the sight of the Lord?
那我们就从士师记来看几个原因，然后再来对照我们现在的生活。
And let us find a couple of reasons in the book of Judges, and then compare that to our lives today.
好，我们先看前面一章，哈，就是第五章的31节。
Let us read Judges 5, verse 31. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. So the land had rest for 40 years.
这里讲，因为神的同在，所以仇敌都灭亡。
Here it says, because of the Lord, the enemies perished.
所以以色列人在神的祝福下，好像日头出现光辉。
So the Israelites under God are like the sun when it comes out in full strength.
早上的太阳一出来，充满着光明，充满着热气。
The morning sun is full of light and full of warmth.
让人充满着希望去享受神的恩赐。
People are full of hope to enjoy God's blessings.
那因为这个样子，所以31节国中太平40年。
Because of this, the land had rest and peace for 40 years.
那接下去就是第六章第一节。
Following this was chapter 6, verse 1. Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The people all hope to have peace and security in their lives.
但是在生命记里面,神已经开始讲,当你们到迦南地, 生活稳定了，房子盖了，住得舒服，您就开始忘记神。
But in Deuteronomy, God already said that once they settle into the land of Canaan and establish their lives there, they will begin to forget God.
为什么忘记神？
Why will they forget him?
他忘记说我每一天平安就是神的恩典。
They forgot that each day they have peace is a blessing from God.
所以他开始感觉到我不需要神，我也过得很好。
They begin to feel that they do not need God in order to live a peaceful life.
当一个人觉得我不需要神，我活得很好的时候，他的自我已经抬头。
When a person feels that he no longer needs God in order to live a peaceful life, he's already elevated himself above.
他的自我一定取代了神。
If his sense of his self has already replaced God.
神已经在他的生命当中往重要性往下降。
And God's priority in his life has already begun to fade.
当人往上升，神往下降，人就开始做他想要做的。
When man begins to exalt himself and lower God in his life, then he will begin to do whatever he pleases.
因为他眼中已经没有看到神。
Because in his eyes, God is no longer there.
所以很多时候我们的决定，我们的生活方式，在神看起来是恶的，不对的。
So oftentimes, the way we live our lives, that we conduct ourselves, are considered evil and wrong in the eyes of God.
所以我们箴言里面雅各才祷告。
And so in Proverbs, there's a person named Achor that made the prayer.
It
says, do not make me too poor. So that it will be very difficult for me to keep the word. For those who are poor are likelier to steal and rob. But also do not let me be too wealthy. Because once we are too wealthy, we begin to forget and neglect God. To treat ourselves as God. Full of confidence. There's no God in their eyes. Then our lives will begin to deviate.
这是生命记第一个原因，为什么人会行神眼中看为恶的事。
This is the first reason why in the book of Deuteronomy records why people do things that are evil in the eyes of the Lord their God.
好，我们现在再来看第二章。
Now let us read
士师记第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
士师记第二章。
Judges 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel.
这里说约书亚在世，甚至约书亚死后，因为他有栽培一些长老，这都很敬畏神，还在的时候，百姓都侍奉神。
It says, records here that all the people served the Lord in the days of Joshua, and even when he died, because he had cultivated a group of elders that continued to serve the Lord with the people.
第十节。
In verse 10,
好，请读。
When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
好，这里说有另外一个世代，新的世代兴起来。
Records here in verse 10 that another generation arose up.
他不知道神。
They did not know the Lord.
他也不知道神曾经为以色列打下百姓行大事。
And they did not know the work which he had done for Israel.
那一旦不知道神就偏了。
And once they do not know the Lord, they deviate.
所以十一节。
So in verse 11, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals.
所以他们就行神眼中看为恶的事。
So then they begin to do things that are evil in the sight of God.
所以有时候我们在一个家庭里面
，sometimes in our family，
看到父母很敬畏神。
We see parents that are very fearful or devout.
那这个小孩子就不会离开神。
And so these children likely are not to depart from the Lord.
因为父母敬畏神的生活变成一个榜样。
Because the parents' fear of the Lord sets an example for their children.
神看不到，他看到父母很敬畏神，得神很多恩典，他不会离开神。
Although they may not see God, but they see their parents' fear of the Lord and the blessings that they receive.
那第二个，有时候父母很关心孩子，都会跟他分享一些对真理的见证，个人的感受。
And secondly, parents who care a lot for their children often share testimonies of grace with their children.
所以这一些就变成子女的一个生活的指引。
And so these become a guide to the children's life.
那第三个, 有的很敬畏神的父母, 常常为孩子祷告。
And thirdly, their parents that fear the Lord, they would pray, intercede for their children.
哦, 所以在神的保守之下, 小孩子还很敬畏神。
So under the protection of the Lord, the children are still, still fear the Lord.
哦, 所以有人在讲说, 家里面有一个老人是一个宝。
So there's a saying that if the elder in the house is a treasure.
真的,如果我们家里面的老人很敬畏神,很有神的恩典,神的智慧, 这是宝贝。
It's true that if there's an elder in the house that has has a fear of the Lord and has wisdom from the Lord, that is a very precious thing.
但是等到父母都离世了,
but when the parents or the elders pass away,
然后就发现下一代的信仰就开始偏了,
and begin to realize that the next generation's faith begin to deviate.
开始过的生活就越来越不是神喜欢的,
they begin to live a life that is not pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
那价值观也不是从神来,渐渐从神来,
and their value system has slowly been tainted by the values of this world. This is so also in the church. Sometimes we see the older workers, they still have the spirit of the church in the past. And the spirit of the true church is the same spirit that's recorded in the Bible, the same spirit of Jesus. And they're able to uphold this direction of the church. This is the treasure for the church.
比较年纪长的有这个主耶稣的精神，如果一个一个离世以后，
so the people with the spirit of Christ, the attitude of Christ, once they pass away,
除非这个新的一代对神认识很深，
unless the next generation has a very deep understanding and knowledge of God,
不然我们就看到这个教会方向好像一直在摇摆。
Otherwise, we begin to see that the direction of the church begins to sway.
很可能就偏了。
And it's very likely that it could begin to deviate.
所以我们要很宝贵，教会里面比较年长，真的很有属灵智慧的人。
So we need to really treasure those elders in our church that have great spiritual wisdom.
所以为什么他们会行神眼中的作为恶的事，因为
So they begin to do evil in the sight of the Lord because those who fear the Lord begin to pass away one by one.
第三个原因。
And thirdly, let's return back to Judges chapter 2. Judges 2, verse 21. I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died. 22. So that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not. 23, therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out immediately, nor did he deliver them into the hand of Joshua.
本来神要以色列百姓把所有的外族全部都赶出去。
Originally, God wanted the Israelites to cast out all the foreign tribes of that land.
因为这些外族人没有拜独一的真神。
Because these foreign tribes and nations did not worship the one true God. They worship the idols.
那拜偶像有拜偶像的价值，有拜偶像的文化。
And those who worship idols have their own values, have their own culture.
那既然他们不愿意赶出去，神就说好，那一部分就留在这里。
And because they're unwilling to cast them out completely, then God allowed them to stay.
那为什么神要把他留下来？
Why did God allow them to be left?
在22节要试验以色列人，看他们。 肯不肯照列祖遵行我的诫命？
It explains in 22 that it was to test Israel whether they will keep the ways of the Lord.
所以现在以色列百姓有一部分外族人拜偶像在他们身旁，现在就要看你是要拜祖宗的神呢，还是要跟着这个外族文化去做，就是一种考验。
And so this test, now that there's these foreign groups and nations near them worshiping the idols, it was a test whether the Israelites will continue to remain fervent in the ways of the Lord.
比方说我们在读伊甸，读这个创世纪，为什么神要在伊甸园造一个分别善恶的果子？
For instance, when we read Genesis, why did God create the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
把那一棵树砍掉就完了。
Couldn't he just chop off that tree and all would be done?
人就不会犯罪了。
Then man would not sin.
那为什么神要造那一棵呢？
Why did God create that tree?
伊甸园是好的。
The Garden of Eden is good. And everything in there was perfect.
这一块园地是属神的。
But that land belonged to God.
如果一个人愿意尊神为大，
if one, a person is willing to accept God as his master, and as the greatest in his life, then he will live forever with God in the Garden of Eden. But does a person really regard God as the greatest in his life? And so it created this tree to tell him not to eat of it.
你不可以吃，并不会肚子，你所有的果子你都可以吃，不缺乏这棵树。
And they will not starve by not eating from that tree because there were plenty of other trees around.
这棵树就是要考验在他们心中是不是神最大。
But this tree was to test whether or not God was the greatest in their lives.
但是当夏娃她把自己的考虑超过神命令的时候，
But when Eve regarded her own notion as greater than God's commands.
这是她的自由。
This was her freedom.
但是她行了神眼中看为恶的事。
But yet she did something that was evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以亚当跟夏娃就出去了。
And that's why Adam and Eve were cast out.
因此这个外族人存留就是对他们信仰一个考验。
And so these foreign nations that were left there were served as a test for the Israelites.
我们看第三章第二节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 2. This was only so that the generations of the children of Israel might be taught to know war, at least those who had not formerly known it.
这里另外要叫他们来学习战事。
And the other reason was so that they might be taught to know war.
为什么？因为现在有一个外族人啊，你现在要警醒啊，要预备打仗，因为你没有办法把他克服，他要把你杀掉。
For now, there were foreign nations, foreign groups near them, so they must be watchful and be ready to fight when necessary.
所以我们的内心有一个情欲。
So there is the lust that exists in our inner hearts.
有罪的欲望。
We have a sinful desires.
你如果没有把它杀掉，它就把我们杀掉。
And if we don't kill it, it will kill us.
这就是我们的一个考验。
This is a test for ourselves.
好，那这个外族怎么来影响以色列最有力量的影响是什么？
How do these foreign groups influence the Israelites? What was their greatest influence?
我们看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
三章六节。
Verse 6, and they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons, and they served their gods.
这里说借着婚姻,
Here we see that it was through marriage.
然后第六节下半句, 并侍奉他们的神。
The latter part of verse 6, it says they served their gods.
因为如果夫妻两个同一个信仰,
If the husband and wife share the same faith,
我们两个还可以大家沟通, 然后抵挡外在的。
Then they can still communicate with each other and withstand pressure from outside.
那夫妻两个变成一体。
And so that the husband and wife become as if they were one body.
那现在不同信仰的一方把异族的文化就带到家庭，带到卧室里面。
But now that the husband and wife share different faith, then the different faith begins to penetrate into their lives.
那以色列百姓开始就偏了。
And the Israelites begin to deviate.
所以为什么在旧约时代这么禁止跟外族通婚？
So why was it they so why were they so insistent that the Israelites not marry foreign people?
主要是神知道他们没有力量抵挡外族文化。
It was because that God knew they did not have the power to withstand these foreign influences.
那今天我们有时候为什么会行神看为恶的事？
Today, why do we do things that are considered evil in the sight of the Lord?
因为我们活在这个世俗的文化里面，如果我们不是站得很稳，文化会影响我。
Because we live in this secular culture, and if we do not stand firm, this culture and this will affect us.
如果道理不是很清楚，有时候我们被文化带着走，我们自己不知道。
If we are not strong, if we are not firm in the truth, sometimes we may be deceived and swayed away by the culture.
圣经的成功观念跟世俗文化是不一样的。
This definition of success in the Bible is different from the definition of this world.
圣经里面人中集中的追求跟世俗文化是不一样的。
And the pursuit of a man's life in the Bible is different than that is of the world.
圣经里面的价值观跟世俗文化是不一样的。
The value system in the Bible is different from that of what is in the world.
圣经里面我们人要取悦的对象跟世俗文化是不一样的。
And the person that our spouse that we are to marry in the Bible is different than that what is in the culture of this world.
所以如果没有神对神认识很清楚，我们活在这个世俗文化里面被飘走了，自己不知道。
So if we don't have a firm understanding of God's words, even we live in this world, we may be taken away, washed away without even knowing it.
我们的生活离开神越来越远。
And so our lives begin to deviate from God further and further away.
所以行神眼中看为 对的事，这是最好的原则，但是为什么以色列百姓就做神认为做的恶的事呢？
So the best principle, of course, is to do things that are pleasing in the eyes of God. But why do the Israelites still continue to do evil in God's sight?
生活太平安。
Their lives were too peaceful.
敬畏神的年长一代离世了。
And the elders that feared the Lord began to pass away.
外族的文化借着婚姻影响他们。
Foreign cultures through marriages begin to affect and influence their lives.
这是一面镜子。
This is a mirror.
好，我们现在回来看 四世纪。
So let's return back to Judges.
四世纪的第六章。
Judges chapter 6.
第六章的第六节。
Judges 6 verse 6. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord.
我们常常听到一句话, 人的尽头就是神的起头。
We often hear the words that the end of man is the beginning of God.
那人要什么时候会觉得尽头呢?
When will man begin to feel his end?
如果东西南北, 我还有一个方向可以走, 那不是尽头。
If there is still a direction, north, south, east, and west, that a person can go, then that is not the end of their path.
但是如果东西南北都没有路可走, 那就是尽头。
But when they have nowhere to go, then that is the end.
那米甸人欺压他，他已经无路可走了。
So when the Midianites oppressed them, they had no place else to go.
但是东西南北都没有路可走, 还有一条路。
But when there's no other direction to turn to, there's still one way out.
就是往上看。
And that is to look upwards.
那是唯一的一条路。
And that is the only way out.
所以一个真的敬拜神的人, 人生是没有绝路的。
So a person who truly worships the Lord, his life, there is no dead end in his life.
因为在神还有难成的事吗?
Because in God, is there anything that is impossible?
他能够创造天地。
He can create the heavens and the earth.
他不能够平静风海吗?
Can he not calm the winds and the waves?
他能够创造我们身体。
He can create our bodies.
他不能够医治我们的疾病吗?
Can he not cure and heal our diseases?
在神有什么难成的事?
In God, there's nothing impossible.
所以当一个人无路可走，开始往上看。
So when a person has nowhere else to turn, and he begins to look upward.
这就是人跟神关系开始复合的开始。
This is the beginning of the reconciliation of man towards God.
为什么浪子会回头?
Why does the prodigal son return?
因为他已经无路可走。
Because he had no place else to go.
钱已经用完了。
He had wasted all of his money.
再来去看猪。
And he lived like a swine.
吃猪吃的东西。
And he ate the swine's food.
他觉悟，如果这样下去，我会死。
And he realized that if he continued living this way, he would die.
然后他回想。
So he thought back.
在我父亲的家里面，口粮有余。
In my father's house, I had plenty to eat.
我今天怎么会流落在这里等死呢?
How did I end up here waiting to die?
他开始想到他的父亲。
He began reminiscing about his father.
他就回来了。
And he returned.
所以人要有一个觉悟。
So a person must have this realization.
没有神, 我的人生是无路可走的。
Without God, my life is a dead end.
我们人就会回头。
And then we will return to God.
这个无路可走不一定是指着物质上跟经济上。
When we encounter a dead end, it does not mean material things or possessions.
有时候是指的心灵上。
Sometimes it's our spirits.
物外在很丰富。
Even though outwardly we may be very abundant.
内心很空虚。
But yet inside we are very empty.
外在很忙碌。
outwardly we may be very busy.
内心很脆弱。
But inside we are fragile and weak.
外在充满着人生目标。
Outwardly we're full of ambition and direction.
但是内在缺乏真正的盼望。
But inside we're lacking the true hope.
外在强颜欢笑。
Outwardly we're we're happily laughing.
但是内在常常是充满着痛苦。
But inside we are sorrowful.
当人有这样的感觉。
When people have this kind of feeling,
人就会回来寻找神。
Then they will begin to return back to seek God.
这个就是神跟人重新建立关系的开始。
This is the beginning of God reestablishing a relationship with man.
所以以色列人遇到缅甸人，他们就呼求神。
So when the Israelites encountered the Midianites, they cried to God.
当他们呼求神，神就回应了。
And when they cried to the Lord, He answered.
从第六章第八节开始。
Beginning from chapter 6, verse 8.
第八节在讲他们一直在问神。
Verse 8 says that they asked the Lord.
为什么他们会遇到这样的困难？
Why do they encounter this kind of predicament?
那神也给他们一个答案。
And God gave them an answer.
所以对一个信主人来说，受苦不是偶然的。
For a believer, suffering is not random.
受苦是可以解释的。
There is a reason behind the suffering.
那怎么来解释？
How can it be explained?
就是站在神的立场来看苦难，那个答案就是解释。
If we stand in the, if we try to stand in the position of God to see that kind of suffering, then we can find the reason.
好，我们看第九节第十节。
Let's read verses 9 and 10. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you and drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice.
所以神就告诉他们，你们为什么受苦？因为违背了神的法则。
God explained to them why they suffered. It was because they disobeyed his voice.
这个不是神不爱他。
It is not that the Lord did not love them.
这是神对他们的爱。
But this is the love that God was showing them.
要让他们回头来重新得到神更大的恩典。
He desires that they return so that they can receive more blessings from him.
所以我们人生不论有什么样的困难苦难。
So no matter what kind of difficulties or trials we're encountering in our lives.
在我们受洗的时候，我们跟神立约。
When we are baptized, we establish this covenant with God.
所以当我们向神呼求。
So that when we cry out to him,
神这个爱是不改变，他就回想向我们来帮忙我们解决我们的困难。
His never-changing love will help us return.
我们现在看出埃及记。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
好，我们看第二章哈。
Exodus 2,
23节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. 24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
25.
And 25. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
这里讲以色列民在埃及受苦难。
Here it records that the Israelites suffered in the land of Egypt.
那个苦啊，是超过他们所能够承担的。
The suffering surpassed what they could bear.
那怎么办呢？
So what were they to do?
他们就哀求神。
They groaned to God.
然后哀声达到神的面前。
And this groaning and the crying went up to God.
有时候我们常常告诉别人我们自己的困难。
We often try to share the difficulties we're in afflictions with others.
如果真的很关心、很有爱心，他会耐心的听。
And those who truly care for us will patiently listen.
然后给我们一些安慰。
And they may try to encourage us.
这个大概是一个人所能够做得到的。
This is probably the extent that another person can help us with.
再下去他也不能做什么。
They cannot do much beyond that.
但是如果我们遇到真正很大的困难
，But if we encountered a true affliction,
怎么办？
A great affliction, what can we do?
圣经给我们一个指引。
The Bible gives us guidance.
向以色列百姓哀求神。
We can be like the Israelites and cry out to the Lord.
你不需要跟人讲，就一直祷告，告诉神。
We don't need to tell others. We just need to tell it to God.
神就是我们在天上的父亲。
God is our Father in heaven.
他比我们地上的父亲更爱我们。
And He is even more loving than our Father here on earth.
他能够真正了解我们的痛苦。
And He can truly understand our suffering.
他能够真正安慰我们的痛苦。
And He can give us true comfort from our suffering.
他能够真正开一条路给我们走。
And He can truly open up a way for us to continue on.
这就是信仰的。
This is the value, the preciousness of faith.
我们的人生有一股安慰的力量。
In our life, we have this spirit, this power of comfort.
有一个解决问题的方向。
Have a way, a direction, and to solve our problems.
我们再回来看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn back to Exodus 3.
第七节。
Exodus 3 verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters.
第八节。
For I know their sorrows. 8. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
这里讲以色列百姓发的哀声，我听见了。
Here it says that the Lord has heard the cries of the Israelites. And He has seen their sorrows.
那第八节,
In verse 8,
我要下来救他们,
He will come down to deliver them.
神的行动就来了,
God's action begins.
那就渐渐, 摩西就开始要带以色列人出埃及,
He chose Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt.
那回到, 士师记的第六章,
Let's return to Judges chapter 6.
神解释他们是因为违背神的律,
And here God explains that they suffered because they disobeyed His voice.
那十一节开始,
And then starting from verse 11,
神就向基甸显现,
In Judges 6 verse 11, God appeared to Gideon.
神要用基甸来解决他们的苦难,
God would use Gideon to solve their problems.
使他们重新得到神的恩典,
so that they can once again receive the grace of the Lord.
过一个蒙福, 平安的生活,
to live a blessed and peaceful life.
神是慈爱的,
God is love.
神的意念不是降灾祸, 是赐平安。
And His will, His intention is not to bring woes and calamities, but to bring about peace.
我们的人生要专一寻求神。
So our lives should be directed to pursue that God.
平安福气就领导我们。
And peace and blessing shall befall us.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
435.
Let us rise and sing Him 435. God has given us the precious Holy Spirit to prove of His abidance with us. So in our prayer, we first pray for the Holy Spirit. Or secondly, we pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit with the abidance of God. Then our path in this life will be full of grace and blessings. And we feel that the yoke is easy in our lives. And because the Lord abides with us. So now let us let's pray together, ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. At the end of April is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
大概还有两个多月的时间。
This is about two or so months away.
请我们用两件事情来预备。
Please prepare these two things.
第一个，我们每一天为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
First is that we pray daily for the spiritual convocation.
当神的灵开始运行。
When the Spirit of God begins to work,
我们就发现要做圣工实在是不困难。
We find that it is not difficult to do holy work.
当活水从我们教会流过去。
When living water flows through our church,
百物都滋生,
many plants can be nourished.
雨就自己会进来,
and the rain will flow in naturally.
雨啊,
the fish will flow in naturally.
所以第一个请我们常常为圣工祷告。
So first, let us often pray for the holy work.
那第二个请我们多带慕道朋友,
And secondly, let us bring our friends to the services.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because believing in the word comes from listening to the word.
慕道朋友越多, 就越可能有更多人会受洗。
The more visitors and friends we have, attending, the more likely it is that some will believe.
因为信道是从听到来的。
Will believe and be baptized because believing in the word comes from hearing the word.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray in one accord.
如果要求圣灵，要接受代祷，要接受按手，请我们都到前面来。
If you wish to help pray for the Holy Spirit, for intercession, and for healing, please come forward to pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.